From Capital Analytics, I'm Abby Malone, and this is Invest Insights. Every week, we bring you perspectives, business advice, and more from the leading executives, entrepreneurs, and investors who are building, diversifying, and leading the way in the country's fastest-growing metro markets. Real leaders, real insights, right now. These are challenging times. The COVID-19 pandemic has tested our institutions, our businesses, and ourselves in ways many of us could have not predicted. When we started this podcast, we focused on crisis management as the pandemic raged. Season 2 was all about resilience in the face of uncertainty. And our new season will look at what has emerged as the dominating theme of the pandemic, transformation. From products and services and consumer relations to future plans and how these leaders themselves have personally transformed. We'll be going in depth to learn just how much our world has changed. Enjoy. I'm joined today by Aaron Malton, the president of Cheney University of Pennsylvania. Aaron, welcome.
Thank you, and good morning, Abby.
When we spoke to you for our Invest Philadelphia report, you spoke about the school continuing to realize your vision to become the premier educational model for excellence in academics, character, and social responsibility. From your perspective, what types of transformation does the school continue to need to make in order to achieve this goal? And what have been the more glaring challenges of trying to achieve this goal in light of 2020 and the pandemic's effect on the year?
I think it's a good question. Actually, a prerequisite to fully realizing the vision that we talked about is transformation. And Cheney has been in the midst of a transformation for the last 3.5 years. And we've put a lot of programs in place, but there are 3 strategic priorities that have captivated most of our attention. And they are student success, financial strength, and a standard of excellence. And under each of those banners comes some tactics that we have tried to introduce into the university. When we talk about student success, we're talking about attracting a higher caliber of student than perhaps we have in the past because of some of the opportunities that have been afforded to us by the public-private partnerships we have with some of the businesses on campus. When we're looking at financial strength, we're looking at not only monetizing the campus, because you know we sit on 275 acres here in Chester County, and we have buildings and land, and bringing a lot of these businesses on campus will provide a level of revenue to the university. But first and foremost is the academic component, because each of them carries a paid internship and the future prospects for employment. And the third is the standard of excellence. There's no question about it. You have to have the right personnel and the right places on the bus in order for the bus to move properly. So recruiting the right types of talent, making sure that we've upgraded the talent, are all part and parcel moving us toward the transformation that we have to experience.
And how have the events of 2020 affected achieving those goals? Were there particular instances in 2020 that the pandemic put pressure or forced a transformation in a unique way that you weren't maybe anticipating prior to the onslaught of the pandemic?
Well, I don't think any of us could have anticipated the pandemic.
I think that's correct to say.
And even if we anticipated, we probably wouldn't have anticipated its duration.
Sure.
There's no question it had an overwhelmingly negative impact on many aspects of university life and student life as well. But I think what we've tried to do is lemonade out of lemons. We remain committed to the filters that we put into place when I first came here, and that was what is in the best interest of the student and what helps preserve the university. So the emphasis over this last year particularly have been, one, providing a safe haven for our students, but actually emphasizing the importance of the psychosocial support mechanisms that we have to have available to the students. They're impacted perhaps greater than anyone else because they're in uncharted territory. Those of us who have a little age on us have been through some serious issues in our lives. And a lot of these young folks are being bombarded with social issues as well as psychological issues, stressful issues, and we have to make sure that they don't impede the academic progress of the students. So we're doing a lot of things to support students.
Over the course of the last 12 months, there's been a greater emphasis placed upon solving some of the longstanding economic issues in this country, particularly those relating to racial disparities. As the oldest historically Black university in the country, how important of a role does higher education play in solving these disparities and transforming this narrative into tangible action? And what initiative is Cheney currently spearheading to tackle these issues?
First of all, I think higher education plays a large role in everything because it captivates a large segment of the population, particularly those who desire to further their education. And it has a direct impact and influences, you know, the outcomes that some of these students will experience. There's been a greater emphasis from a national perspective. However, the formation and foundation of Cheney as an HBCU has not actually changed. It has always been aware of some of the issues, particularly those that have negative impacts on society, people of brown and black color, et cetera. They always were there. So it's not a new set of circumstances. What it is a new landscape. So as the nation's first historically Black college, we actually celebrate the legacy that we have, but not only that, the resiliency of a lot of the folks that preceded us. And our job is to continue to rebound from negative situations. So we were trailblazers in the past. We want to continue to be trailblazers in the future. And we see what is happening in the nation right now as an opportunity to actually expose our students to the real world and how we must prepare them to navigate some of the issues that they will face as they move through life.
Over the last year, how has technology permanently transformed and changed higher education? And how do you believe that these technological transformations will ultimately better prepare students for today's more and more digital economy?
As you just mentioned, you know, technology is the key. I think that what we found immediately is that at the beginning of the pandemic, we had to rely heavily on technology. As we shifted from face-to-face instruction to a lot of remote instruction, we were able to continue with a large portion of our face-to-face, even in the side of the pandemic, but a lot of it switched to virtual learning. So we continue to support a platform that will move us into the 21st century with the digital environment that we find ourselves involved in. There are a couple of initiatives that we've engaged in that we hope will continue to deal with the technology issue. One of them is Aspiring to Educate, and that's a Pennsylvania statewide program to increase teacher diversity in the Commonwealth. Another is providing a platform for creative expression through our virtual arts gallery for our students, supporting faculty of color through sponsored research, exposing and educating others to more socially conscious environments. So we're doing things to mitigate some of the negative impacts that our students see and that we're facing in society in America today. So there's no question technology is going to continue to play a large role in everything that we do moving forward.
We've spoken a lot about professional transformation, but I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about your own personal transformation this past year. How has 2020 challenged you personally to transform in unique ways?
You know, that's a very good question. When we talk about my leadership style, my leadership style probably hasn't changed. My focus has had to change somewhat because of some of the circumstances that we find ourselves involved in today. So handling tough situations is not foreign, but my sense of urgency has increased. Years ago, I watched a movie where the antagonist kept repeating the phrase, "Chance favors the prepared mind." And as a metaphor for life, that phrase speaks volumes about approaching the opportunities that present themselves today. And as we all probably will agree, opportunities are only as good as we're prepared to take advantage of them. And for most of us, we can look back on opportunities that we missed simply because we weren't in the right place mentally, intellectually, or even emotionally. So from a personal perspective, I have learned to live in a state of readiness. So we have branded this year at Cheney as the year of opportunity. So no matter what is presented to us, we will take full advantage of the opportunity. And the way you take advantage of opportunity is to be prepared for variables that might exist and to mitigate the impact of those variables.
You've been listening to Invest Insights. Be sure to follow, rate, and review this podcast to hear more. I'm Abby Malone. Thank you for tuning in.